Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
Six in the morning.
This is what Jonathan Rand was blasting last night, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Harry Lyles.
That's how we roll, baby.
Everybody in Birmingham, everybody down in the A.
Nowhere but the shop can you get six in the morning. Come on now.
Is that the seven, but we go with it.
Used to be six.
That's true. Used to.
Tell you what. But it's Mike to come on at seven. We better start at six.
You got that right. Well, what we're referring to is the World Series is on and popping. Game one was last night. Yeah, and the Atlanta Braves. That's right. The Atlanta Braves, man.
I ain't mad at you, Sheezy.
The Atlanta Braves 6, Houston 2. And trust me, easy for Sheezy. Did you hear that?
Give it to him.
Easy for Sheezy. I like that.
Give it to him.
Oh, we got
to
cut that out of there, man. Easy for Sheezy. Come on, give us some more. Give us some more. Frank Ski, we know Frank Ski. We hung out with Frank Ski. I know Frank Ski was in that, did you?
Saturday's off the Heezy for Sheezy. Get your sleep in.
Man, they got Frank Ski, Sheezy on here. They got all the people we know. Oh, man. Yeah, we got to get into it. Sheezy, why you going to play that, man? Because we know we're on the bubble. One more time. Come on, give me just a little bit more. Come on, give me a little bit more. Give me just a little bit more. Come on, Michael. Just a little bit more. Yeah.
Every day.
Okay, all right.
Ride on them things
like every day.
In the morning. So all of you that's looking at your radio talking about, you know this. You heard this before.
You know. All right, let me get busy. All right, so Atlanta Braves went up against the Houston Astros last night. Atlanta 6, Houston 2. Hmm. And let me tell you, I was watching this game. And I said,
give it to him.
Oh, that's right. It's just by the way, in case you didn't know, we always rock the go-go on hump day, 2 days behind us and 2 days in front of us. But, you know, it all started off last night, right around game started. At, the first pitch was 8:09.
Yeah.
Right around 8:10.
Boom!
This happened right here.
It was over.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
A 2-0 and a swing and a ball hit to deep left field, and Atlanta strikes early. Soler lines a rocket into the Crawford boxes, and three pitches into game one of the World Series, the Braves have a 1-0 lead.
I mean, they're setting records, World Series records.
That was the first time it ever happened.
Yes, Jorge Soler hits a solo home run for the Braves to lead off the game. First, I mean, they had like three or four first, like in the first, in the first 30 minutes of the game.
Be careful who you accuse of cheating. Who you accuse of cheating, be careful. I'm telling you, they were like, they said, we're going to show you.
Yeah, but it was crazy. It was a great start for the Braves. But unfortunately, one guy who's playing very, very well, pitching well, was Charlie Morton. Charlie. But unfortunately, it was kind of weird. He had a ball that came back on him during the game and actually broke his leg.
I knew it was broken.
Literally. Mm. Fractured his fibula, which is like, what? Well, hold up. That happened like in the second inning. He still pitched another inning, I think.
Well, he pitched part of the third inning.
Part of the third inning.
I think he almost fell to the mound after throwing a pitch after a strikeout, and then they said, nope, that's it.
A tough dude, man.
Yeah, he is.
That's that adrenaline.
And the thing is, he was throwing some BBs, too.
Yes. I mean,
and we'll see how this is going to play out throughout the rest of the series. But he's, you know, it's tough when they say, well, he took an injury and he's expected to be back doing spring training. Spring training? What about the rest of the series? So you know when it
must be be a hairline.
A hairline fracture, yeah. And but he did straighten the guy out before he left. he went out on the right note there, man. He was hit on the comeback in the second inning. That was crazy. But it was a pretty good a pretty good game. If you're a Braves fan, let's hear from a couple people. Alan Duvall, the Braves, speaks about his big night. He came, matter of fact, he fouled up. Was this his first inning too?
Maybe
I think it's first inning as well, or second inning.
Extremely important pitch. Let's take a listen. Obviously, it goes without saying, every pitcher's fastball is important, and that's one of the reasons why Valdez gets so many ground balls. Now this one is smoked to left, and it's gone. Adam Duvall sent that one into the Crawford boxes in a heartbeat. And Atlanta touches up Valdez again, and the Braves are now out in front 5-0.
Yeah, he set the tempo.
Duvall.
It must be from Jacksonville. But you know what I didn't know? And maybe I'm afraid to say you knew this, kid, Mac. Michael, you knew this. What I didn't know was they have, because of the way the stadium is built, they have a yellow line in left field. And if you hit the ball above the yellow line, it's a home run.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, I guess.
Well, but here's the thing, though.
Right.
Sometimes I'm thinking to myself, how could you see that far?
Like, for real. Yeah. I mean, I get it why it's there, but how could you see that far?
Last night they had a play where it just below the line, literally about maybe, it probably was a foot, but it seemed like it was like an inch below the yellow line.
Told them a lie.
They called it a double. And, of course.
But.
Yeah.
It always perplexed me a little bit.
What's that?
Why can't it just be the same way it would be if it hit the wall on the other side?
Well, because the left field, the distance to left field is shorter than most ballparks, I heard.
Right, but
right.
Why we got to change the rules for out of the park?
Because on the other side is longer. I guess right field is a little longer.
Out of the park is out of the park, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Why they got to change
the rules? You can't hit out of the park because the doggone thing is so high on the other end.
Well, don't hit it over there.
It's like in Tampa Bay's. It's like in Tampa Bay's ballpark,
right,
where you hit it off the catwalk or something.
Yeah.
Some people be hitting the roof. You know, ladies, hit the roof.
Yeah.
Up in there, it's crazy. Let's hear quickly from Dusty Baker, who I feel sorry for. I'm kind of torn. I love Dusty, former Brave, who's the manager for the Astros. Let's hear what he had to say about the loss of the Braves for game one.
Well, our team doesn't worry, and our team's very confident, and we, you know, have the knack of bouncing back after tough losses because they don't quit, they don't give up, they don't get down, you know, and that's the secret of sports. You have to forget yesterday. You know, that's one of the keys. This team is excellent at forgetting yesterday if you had negative events like we did today. You go in our clubhouse, I've never seen these guys worry. You know they can play, and they know that they're going to rebound.
It's crazy, man. Dusty Baker's favorite restaurant is Busy Bee in Atlanta.
Really?
Favorite. Like,
who knew?
Yeah, like major.
I don't know.
Again, game two tonight, right?
Game two tonight?
You can hear it on and see it. You can see it on Fox 50. Can you hear it on 99?
Buzz Sports Radio.
Buzz Sports Radio, yeah, this station. Hey, real quick, pivoting. Is this, can this happen, Michael, can this really happen? SEC headquarters to move from Greensboro? You know, before they were talking about they putting together a group to do an assessment of whether or not that's feasible or not. But then now they're looking at options for relocating the headquarters outside of Greensboro. Why they want to do that?
You been to Greensboro?
There's no value in playing Greensboro. None.
No, the other day I almost asked him why he said that. We just hanging out, and it wasn't his time to interview, so we just talking. I'm talking about Jim Boeheim. I want to say, Jim, why did you say that? I want to say that so bad.
You talking about the ultimate out of context? Because no matter how time it you play that, it just doesn't work unless you play the whole
right,
thing.
Right, exactly.
Because it's going to always come off like he basically said there's no value in playing in Greensboro.
No value in playing Greensboro.
He said there's none. Basically, he was trying to convince
people. He said none. Then he backed up with none.
There's no advantages of constantly playing the ACC tournament in Greensboro.
Oh, man. In a statement, board chair and Duke president Vincent Price said Greensboro will be given a thorough consideration. So you know what that means, right?
We're going to take this under consideration.
We're going to take one meeting with Greensboro. They're going to keep it moving.
Is that thorough? I don't know. Maybe the last day of 50 years is thorough.
How about that?
You would think at some point, you don't have to prove yourself anymore. What does Greensboro have to say to the ACC to say, hey, we're worthy of your time?
Right, exactly.
I think they're okay.
I think
this sounds like the Rooney Rule or something.
I know. Exactly. We're going to bring you an interview, but we ain't going to hire your ass. We're just going to talk to you. That's exactly what it sounds like.
That's like telling your head assistant coach for the last 20 years, I'm going to give you thorough consideration.
I know.
You're like, hey, bro, I'm good.
I mean, you won like 5 championships, but don't worry about it. That should help me your consideration. Anyway.
I'm good, bro.
I know. But
you keep that.
But Greensboro. See the Greens, listen to me. The only thing you need to do is have 3 things in your favor. When you go in there, have a Pepsi Zero Sugar, a Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, or definitely rock in with the official sports apparel, the Sports Shop with John Dahmer. Keep it right, keep it tight all night.
We're going to be playing that song. We're going to be playing that song.
Get it right, come on. Get it right, pretty girl. Get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight.
Color Pop, Bubba Sparks, Ying Yang Twins.
What's that boys that mean?
Yo. Okay, I think I've heard about enough. Now it's time for me to grab the mic and really rip it up.
Oh, there it is right there, man. There it is right there.
You're going to hear more later in the 8 o'clock hour.
There you go.
Get him, Cheesy.
Get him.
Our epic rap battle from back in the day.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Hey, man, we supposed to have done this yesterday, but we had to pivot a little bit. So we're going to make sure you get what you need. And we do this with our main man, Shoot Around with C.L. Brown. Let's rock and roll.
When it comes to what's happening in college basketball, no one has the lowdown like C.L. Brown. Now, it's time to hit the hardwood with C.L. Brown for the Sports Shop Shoot Around.
We got a Shoot Around, man. He covers everything. Around football, he's all Brown. Things UNC. The beat writer for the News Observer. Welcome back to the Sports Shop. C.L., how you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm great. How you guys doing?
Man,
you know, we in here. Old Dark 30.
you know we back we in do. Studio, so you we still do. Try to get our act together with the traffic light patterns and all that. make sure we get in touch. Yeah. Hey, CL, so when did all this secret practices, when did all this start with the college basketball teams? How long ago did they start doing these things?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not sure what the origin is of it, especially in terms of the NCAA actually allowing this to happen. But, you know, you have a lot of coaches who like it much better than doing an exhibition game in front of fans because you have more control. A lot of times it's not basically a game.
Right.
It's situational. So you'll put, you know, 10 minutes on the clock or 3 minutes on the clock and play it out like it's the last bit of a game or what have you like that. You know, you can stop it. You can gather your team. It's not like you have to manage timeouts, you know.
Yes.
Now they do have referees there, of course. Mm-hmm. And you know, you do dress out like it's a real game.
Real game, okay.
But outside of that, it's not it's not a real game, obviously. So and you're going up against, you know, comparable power. You know, Carolina went down to play Florida last week. Duke went and played Villanova.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same as what they will do in an exhibition by playing a D2 team.
Right.
You know, that they'll beat by 30.
Right.
So a lot of schools, a lot of coaches like doing this. Some of them though can't afford to do it. Like their athletic department needs them to play an actual game and have fans come and, you know, spend on concessions and have that a part
there
of the ticket package.
Right.
So
stop. Yeah. Stop it. They can't afford it. Man,
no, please. that's the truth.
If you could take the kids to Disney for spring break, I know doggone well these schools could take these kids down to the exhibition game.
I don't think he's referring to the Dukes and the Carolinas.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
And maybe NC State. Oh no, maybe NC State may need
to.
That's low, man.
I'm just saying. They've been like, I mean, it's cool. We can scrimmage, but we got to have a real game.
Which is not done at NC State.
They may not win a damn thing, but there is a meeting over there.
That's true. That's true. We're talking to C.L. Brown. We ride with him once a week, typically on Wednesday at 7:30. We'll be doing that. I mean, on Tuesday at 7:30. C.L., so why is it a big secret? Why everybody, nobody can see it. Nobody won't tell you what happened. What's the big deal with all this, with these –
you're asking me to get inside the head of the NCAA. You know what I'm saying? And that's not something that I'm prepared to do this morning.
Okay.
There are layers to that.
I got you.
you know, I guess they don't want, they want to keep a cap on it, basically. They don't want it to get out of control. Because, you know, I'm not going to mention this coach's name, but you can figure it out who it is, who loves to get publicity for his program, would have, you know, some kind of side deal work with ESPN where, you know what I'm saying, they bring in Drake before the game.
I mean, I got to mention his name either, but I think the colors are blue and white. They can figure out who it is.
Dan Gumming ain't there no more.
No, and it's not. Dan Gumming ain't over there. It doesn't reside in North Carolina either.
Some bluegrass.
Yeah,
you got that right. And he have a special car too.
Right, exactly.
Oh man, we shoot around with C.L. Brown. We do this each and every week. College basketball and specifically ACC too. So C.L., understanding all these secret practices and the game that never was, and all this other stuff that they got going on. What should we expect from this season? Because honestly, it seems to be low key quiet, and there's not much hype around. You know, maybe one or two standouts that we should look forward to this year, but I'm not sure we really know what we should look forward to this year.
Well, you mean the ACC or college basketball in general?
Well, both, really, but yeah. ACC more specifically, because we're all closer to that.
I got a question about nationally.
With the ACC, a lot of it, well, some of it anyway, has to do with the returning star power, if you will, because, you know, I think it was only four guys who were named to one of the all-ACC teams have returned.
Right.
You know, the first, second, or third team, only four guys from three all ACC teams return.
That's true.
So you're depending on a lot of faces and a lot of names that you have never heard of, or at least you've never seen play. You
right.
may have heard a little buzz on the recruiting trail and that kind of thing. So I think that has to do with it, but I do think that the conference will be much better as a whole than it was last year. And I do think players like Caleb Love at Carolina, you know, it's gonna become a star. Like, you know, last year he was just okay, you know, as a freshman, but he didn't really reach his potential last year. I think he makes that big leap this year. And you know, I think Carolina will benefit from that.
Wow, good point. We're talking to C.L. Brown, shoot around C.L. Brown. C.L., my last question kind of goes to that as well. I'm looking at the preseason All-American teams, and it was only nationally, so I don't think is anybody – was anybody on that first team from ACC? I don't think so, if I remember correctly. I remember a kid from Villanova who I don't know. And this kid, the Gonzaga kid, the incoming freshman, he's up there, like, on the first team preseason All-American.
Chet Holmgren, I don't have that list in front of me. I can't remember off the top of my head.
No
but
problem.
I do know that Colin Gillespie from Villanova.
The kid from UCLA. We saw him last year.
We got Drew Tim from Gonzaga. Okay. Johnny Juzang from UCLA.
Yeah, that's that guy.
Colin Gillespie, Villanova. Kofi Cockburn, Illinois. Kofi. And Tracy Jackson Davis, guy. Indiana.
Yeah.
The Indiana guy, I don't
know that much about him. Okay.
No, he's good. He's good. And it'll be interesting to see what he does, you know, with the new coach, with Mike Woodson making his debut.
Oh, yes.
I think that's kind of flying under the radar nationally, what Mike Woodson is going to do with that program. Indiana, to me, I mean, it is a traditional power, but it's a unique job. I mean, people don't just flock to Indiana,
right?
To Bloomington to play. They're usually Indiana usually is at its best when they have a great recruiting crop that is homegrown, and they get one or two of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they got Cody Zeller to go there instead of coming to Carolina
right?
And then you know, Tom Crean plucked Victor Oladipo, who wasn't really highly recruited like that. You know, he saw a hidden gem and developed him. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, then they took off that year. But Mike Woodson is somebody I think In the next 2 or 3 years, it's going to be interesting to keep an eye on to see. I think he's going to do some work there.
Right. Yeah. My last point. I was kind of surprised that my man crush guy wasn't on there. I got a man crush on Paulo Pacheco, and he wasn't on that list because I'm expecting big things for him coming out of ACC this year.
As well, you should. And I'm surprised. I'm glad you said that because you're not letting the hate blind you.
This is very rare occasion, CL.
Don't fall for this. This is what he does.
What's that?
He realizes that it's going to be
out in front of him.
No, that's right. So at this point, he's like, let me get out in front of him. So in the event it pales in just comparison to what we expect it to be,
yeah,
he get to say, oh, see, he wasn't all that. See, he wasn't all that. They're like, oh, okay, I see how we do it.
Anyway, we got about him. PCL, definitely. I'll be looking for him on Tuesdays, rocking with us. Want to get all things college basketball. He's a man to know. CL, appreciate you this morning, man. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you guys for having me.
All right, good.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
And we always rock with a little go-go, but trust me, James White knows about Go-Go because he spent some time in D.C., so I know he knows. But whenever
we talk, told me.
That's right. Every time we talk about a story, you have to realize, seriously, there's always more to the story. We bring my main guy on, James White, to talk about it. James, what's going on? How you doing this morning?
Man, I'm a little sad that DJ and T's is getting ready to go to D.C.
I know,
oh,
man.
My goodness.
I know.
And let me just say for the record, incredible, incredible producer. It's really made this an incredible show for me to be a part of.
Yeah.
But I'm excited that, man, he's going to be in a bigger market. Who knows? He may even become a Washington fan. But there's more to that story.
Hey, definitely more
let me answer that for you.
Not the day.
He didn't say today. He said eventually.
Thank you, Jay-Zack. Well, listen, this morning, I know hopefully you lost sleep because last night records were set.
Yep.
And one of the things that's incredible is to think about that Jorge Soler becomes the first person to hit a home run the first time up at bat. I hope you captured that.
Yeah.
Jorge Soler, a Cuban born man who immigrated here, an immigrant. Boy, do immigrants get the job done, but not just an immigrant, a black immigrant, an Afro-Cuban. That's a whole nother story, because I don't want us to miss that even though he was first, sometimes third is more important than first. Rarely do you have a sport where someone is an active participant for 43 years. 19 years as a major league player, 24 years as a manager. He was drafted at age 19, believe it or not, to the Atlanta Braves. And in 1967, he was mentored by the man who surpassed Babe Ruth's record. That's right, Hammerin' Hank Aaron, who became his baseball father. He was a player for the LA Dodgers who won the 1981 World Series, same team that the first African-American Jackie Robinson played on and broke the barrier in major league sports. He was also the manager of the San Francisco Giants when Barry Bonds broke Hank Aaron's record. Mm. And now he's the manager of the Houston Astros. He's taken a team that was in disgrace and hopefully leading them to a legitimate destiny. Who am I talking about? 72-year-old Dusty
Baker. Yeah.
Sport that in its history has only had two other black managers to win a World Series. Cito Gaston in 1992, and then last year, Dave Roberts. Now with excitement, you all, this morning, Dusty Baker could be the third. Why? Because it was 1989 when the first black NFL coach was Art Shell. 92, first manager, Cito Gaston. Wait a minute, that was too long ago. Well, 2013, first African-American gymnast to win the World's Artistic Individual All-Around, Simone Biles. 2014, first African-American player to be named to the USA Curtis Cup. 2015, first African-American introduced in the NASCAR Hall of Fame, Wendell Scott. 2015, first African-American commissioner of a North American sport, Canadian Pro Football League. Wait a minute, 2018, first African American to play soccer on the U.S. Olympic team. Wait a minute, 2020, first African American president of an NFL team. That's right, Washington, but a whole nother story. 2020, first African American NHL person to play be a broadcaster. Everett McHugh. 2020, first African American general manager. And then 2021, first full-time female African-American NFL coach, Jennifer King, and then the first female African-American referee, Makia Shocker. Wait a minute. In 2021, we're still celebrating after over 100 years.
Think about that.
I'm not minimizing the achievement, but when you're first, it does matter, and it matters in sports and entertainment. But if you are first, make sure you turn around, and hopefully you can see that second and third is not far behind, because if you're first, you are anonymous. But when you are second and third, you're setting a norm. I am cheering for Dusty Baker to become the third, because here's what that means. That means we're not just in a moment, but we're in a movement. So 72-year-old Dusty Baker, thank you for reminding us on this hump day that there's always more to the story, because we need a movement of more than just first.
Wow. Say that part again. You know, I no longer really get too upset about the first. I'm more concerned now about the next.
Yeah, and that's what Brother White is talking about.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the distance between the first and the next.
Yeah.
That concerns me sometimes.
And that's true for many of our listeners here in the Triangle and corporate America and other spaces where they're the first. That's good. That's exciting. But we got to make sure that we're opening the door to the next, and may Dusty Baker be the third.
Right. And to your point, at some point when something like that is accomplished, we don't even think about that's the third or fourth one. It's just a normal person doing what they do. He just happened to be African American. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Brother White, I pass on these comments to you from my friends. I got people right now. They made this appointment radio. They sit. They wait to get out the car till you come on. So keep on doing what you're doing, man. Because you bring it every week. We appreciate you as always. More to the story.
Appreciate you. All right.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
And it's a great segue to what he's talking about, because something happened yesterday that got caught all of our attention in terms of.
Let me drink some water.
What the hell is this all about?
I got to get myself together.
Pittsburgh Steelers head football coach Mike Tomlin. Shout out Cap Abasai, final back. I just want to put that out there.
Oh, he wanted him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
He was at the press. He had his presser yesterday. And for some strange reason, Carson Palmer said on the Jim Rome show a couple of days ago that Mike Tomlin's name has come up as a potential replacement. Dan Patrick, excuse me, a potential replacement. He's on Dan Patrick's show. A potential replacement, well, to fill the USC job. They have an opening at that game, Mac, you know, the USC job.
I thought Matt Rule was taking that job.
Well, you know what? They don't know that yet. You put that down like two or three days ago.
Well, yeah, of course, Palmer can say this foolishness. Put it down. I can say Matt Rule.
But that would make sense to me.
Wonder
right?
Why?
That would, he coached college. He can't have got – that made sense. But they asked Mike Tomlin about that, and I don't think he took kind to that question. Let's take a listen.
Hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? Anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
And before we go off, K-Mac, because I know we're going to, we kind of threw it around. You said, well, this guy's been coaching for a minute.
Yeah.
It ain't like he just started coaching the NFL yesterday.
One of the longest tenure coaches in the NFL.
So you got Belichick, who's the longest tenure coach. Then Sean Payton, which is 1 year longer than Mike Tomlin.
That's it.
That's it. Mike Tomlin started coaching in 07 for the Steelers.
So 13 plus years.
Yeah, so what is that all about, in your humble opinion?
How many Super Bowls
he got? One Super Bowl? He been to two.
Been to two.
Won one. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he won one. Yeah. In your humble opinion, what is that all about?
We say that all the time. You know, we joke a lot. I joke a lot, rather. But I'm serious about this. And I say this all the time. They see you, but they never see you. Mm. They never see your accomplishments. They never – okay, I go there. If a person of color does something, right,
mm-hmm.
of significance.
Sure.
Rarely is it looked upon as significant.
Or it's the same as someone else.
Significant, period.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
So it's, oh, yeah, you run 4.240. Nobody else has ever done it.
Right.
For the most part, you ran a 4.240.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Right.
So what? Mike Tomlin is one of the most accomplished coaches in the NFL.
Yeah. In the history.
In the history.
Never had a below 500 record ever. Always had a winning record.
Should be one of the most respected coaches.
Sure.
In the NFL.
Sure.
Always above reproach. Yeah. He ain't never been called cheating.
Right. Oh, he's straight up dude, man.
Like those other two you just mentioned.
Yeah, yeah. They've been caught
like Belichick
and Sean Payton has
and
too.
Sean Payton.
Right.
So they cheat. But here's a stand-up African-American head football coach in the National Football League that's gone to multiple Super Bowls, won a Super Bowl, never been below 500.
Right.
And you have the audacity to ask him to say, hey, you mind going back and being a college coach?
Right.
Man, that's a joke, man.
Yeah.
You don't ask Colin Powell if you want to go back and be an ROTC?
May he rest in peace. You're right. Exactly.
Do you do that?
No. They dumb it down, man. That's a dumb it down question. That's why he said. That's why he asked about. Did you go? Then he goes ask Bill Belichick that. Hey, Bill, you want to go coach at
USC?
At USC?
Why?
Now we mentioned off there. Okay, Pete Carroll, who's a fifth tenure coach.
Right.
That made sense. Hell, he coached there before. But damn, Mike Tomlin.
Why would you want to go back?
Right.
Why I'm going that direction? It's just, to me, it speaks of how they really see you and your accomplishments.
Yeah. Yeah.
The people that are asking him that question don't see him as a Hall of Fame NFL coach, because you don't ask that question of a Hall of Fame coach.
Matter of fact, you would be afraid to ask. Right. If you had the level of respect that you probably give Belichick, who's Belichick? I mean, he's unbelievable. I mean,
but he deserves it.
Right.
It's an accomplishment.
Exactly. How would you look? Hey, Bill, I heard you're rumored for the USC job. He'd probably cuss your ass out.
That's different than saying, if they would have said, hey, Coach Tomlin, you know they're trying to get you to come out there.
Yeah, right.
You know, what do you want to do? I know you're not going, but, you know, they got a lot of money.
That's different. They said you've been rumored, your name's come up as one of the candidates or whatever.
If he would really be interested to go.
Right, yeah. I think they dumbed down accomplishments. In some cases, not all, when the African Americans are involved, it could be at a supervisory level, it could be at a CEO level.
Absolutely.
You know, okay, they fine. He's okay over there. He's had that position. And, you know, we're going to dumb it down a little bit. We all been there.
I meet my sales numbers every.
Don't make it right.
I meet my sales numbers every quarter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My team's above reproach.
Yeah.
You know what they say? Man, that's great, man. But you have two extra, you know, salespeople in that territory. What? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
A minute. So it doesn't really matter, right? And we always have to run faster, jump higher.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not only interested in jumping for you.
Right.
I'm no longer interested in running for you.
No soft shoe.
I am no longer interested in looking for your approval.
Right.
Of my accomplishment.
Right. And there may be some people, probably is, who's listening, like, what are you guys talking about? But see, this is why the Sports Shop is really different than any other show you're gonna ever listen to. Because we're gonna give you like it is. Like it's real. This is real stuff. This happens every day, people. And most people, when they heard Tomlin's reaction, they understood what the hell he was talking about. Like, what? I'm like,
and, you ask me that?
Yeah. What the hell are you talking? Why are you asking me that? Right then, I would be interested in something like that. Do you realize that I have one of the best jobs?
Because you're a great coach. That's why.
Yeah, that's a lot of great coaches out there.
You're a great coach. And they would be honored to have you take a step down and go to USC.
You're the one. You're the one. The Super Bowl. You've been in another one. You've had a winning record all 13 seasons. And you know, well, why the hell you think I'd be interested? Now, you can't mention that my name is floating around as commissioner for the NFL. Okay, I get that. All right, fine. But to go down to a college, a school, well, USC is no joke, but hell, they ain't won nothing, you know, in this century.
Look,
I'm just saying, why won't go there?
You're so good at what you do.
Right.
Would you be interested in a demotion?
Yeah. It's disrespectful.
I'm sorry, lateral. I'm sorry. Everybody looking at me now. Okay, everybody wants to look at me. I'm sorry, a lateral motion.
It's very disrespectful.
Which, that's a lie,
in the tenor of the question, it's very disrespectful. And it should never happen.
It just speaks volumes to what they, you know. It doesn't really matter, because at this point, Reese, you're right. The tenor of it, the tone of it,
yeah,
and the fact that you just flat out just don't have enough respect.
That's what it is.
For what Coach Tomlin has done.
Yeah.
And accomplished.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
And man, there are so many other I wish James could jump on that one. There are so many other examples of this. Is this? I mean, every field, every endeavor that you're involved in.
Because it harkens me back to Charlie Strong going out of Texas.
Yeah,
he's a coordinator at best.
That's what the big booster said. Oh, he'll be a nice defense coordinator, but he can't run my program.
I'm like, okay.
Then they got to fire him. Won 3 games. In like 5 years.
Look, by accident.
By accident.
One of them was a forfeit, I think. One of them was a forfeit.
So let this be the message. I mean, again, we just tell it like it is. I mean, it is what it is.
You ain't got to like it.
From our lenses, that's the way it looks, and that's the way it feels. Because that's where that's how those comments fell on me when I heard it yesterday. I'm like, what?
Here, make it real clear.
Okay.
As an accomplished middle-aged male,
yeah,
there's certain questions you know you're being disrespectful if somebody asks you.
So, exactly.
So while y'all out there looking at the radio crazy, think about that. Think about that. You know, there's certain questions somebody can't ask you.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Cheesy, do we have a poll question up for today?
Yes, we do. We have a poll question that's currently up on Twitter at Buzz Sports Radio and at the Sports Shop 1. Well, there are rumors floating about that the ACC may consider moving their headquarters out of Greensboro. So our question to you, our Sports Shop listeners, is where should the ACC headquarters be located? Should they stay in Greensboro? Should they go to Charlotte? Maybe Washington, D.C. Or Atlanta? So those are your choices right now on Twitter at Buzz Sports Radio and the Sports Shop 1. Where should the ACC headquarters be located? Greensboro, Charlotte, Washington, D.C., or Atlanta?
Why can't they just come around?
Yeah, Raleigh was on the list, but I would say Raleigh.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. You think Raleigh would be perfect? We got 3 ACC schools in the vicinity.
Exactly.
Why can't they just be right in?
That's what I say, too.
I mean, there's plenty of real estate.
It is?
What?
Everybody's getting real estate here. Apple.
You can sit them right in the middle. Between Apple, Cisco, IBM. They just put them right there, ACC headquarters. It'd be perfect. So, I don't know. It works out for me. But, man, we got a lot to talk about today. We got so many things. We got teed up. So, we got Lauren Brownlow that's going to be joining us right now. And I can't wait to talk to Brownlow. WRLSportsFan.com. What's up, Brownlow? How you doing this morning?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Well, you know.
How's it going?
You doing what you do. You do it well.
I mean, I hear y'all in Raleigh, but you know what? I think I've talked about this with you guys, but I really want to come back in my next life as a consultant of some sort to get paid exorbitant amounts of money to tell people something very obvious that it's clear that they already want, but I guess they just want like some validation in the form of a consulting firm that they can throw hundreds of thousands of dollars at.
Yes.
Like, must be nice, I guess. But yeah, like I read the ACC's list of qualifications and I'm like, okay, so just say you're moving to Charlotte.
Right. Right. Like, that's
just,
what, yeah.
Just do the Charlotte right. thing. Right. You don't have to do the whole like hiring of a consulting firm, you know, to do that.
Whoa. There's nothing wrong with hiring Sports Shop Media Consulting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? If I can get in on this hustle, Oh,
we got you. We got you. Okay. We got you. But, you know, actually, to be fair, I just voted. I voted Charlotte because I think that's where they're going. I think all roads lead to Charlotte. You know that.
I mean, literally, like, for the qualifications they listed there, I mean, you know, they talk about synergy and stuff, too, with their brand partners. I mean, hello, Charlotte has an ESPN studio. Raleigh does not have that. I think that's probably a big differentiator. They both have the major airports, obviously, although Charlotte probably goes a few more places than Raleigh. Not by a lot.
Not by a lot, right.
A few more places. And then, you know, then it's just financial considerations, I guess, and that's probably a wash. So, yeah.
And it's hotel because I guarantee it'll be a hotel hosting an ACC tournament. That'd probably
be. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. For us, we just ask one question. We are, when we go to media days, where do we go?
We go to Charlotte already.
Sometimes I forget that's not the home of ACC.
No, but you would think so, right?
Yeah. Sometimes I forget that.
I mean, when's the last time we went to a media day in Greensboro? It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a long time.
Ooh, yeah. Oh my goodness,
it's been a long time. Yeah,
it's been almost at least 10 years, right?
Yeah, about 10 years.
Yeah.
LB, let's get ready to it. So, what happened to NC State on Saturday?
Oh boy!
What happened?
See, jeez, man.
Oh, you knew we would want to get your consultative opinion.
I'm not sighing it, y'all. My sigh is not directed at you guys. Okay. It's not. It's directed at State, and it's just. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where. I think I knew that they would probably struggle more than some people thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
But did I think that they would lose? No, I didn't. It's strange, right? I think to a certain extent, you see Carolina and State doing different versions of kind of last year. Both of them were pretty resilient teams, right? They mm-hmm. both of their coaches talked about that, whether they lost a game, got down in a game, whatever, they would always find a way to fight back. And this year, you know, it hasn't been as much that way. State probably a little less so than Carolina, but, you know, Carolina has, you know, not been able to fight back from adversity within games very well. They can't close out games very well. some of these games, they're not even making those fourth quarter comebacks, you know, and State, you know, it's like they rally after the Mississippi State loss. It's not a good one. And, you know, you think they're kind of taking control of that Miami game, you know, with the way the half ends, which, by the way, Manny Diaz, what are you doing, man? What is that? You call a timeout to let them score?
Yeah.
Dude, come on. Anyway, so yeah, like you thought maybe with the way that half ended that they would kind of find a way to pull it out, and they couldn't. I mean, credit to Tyler Van Dyke, though. Like that's the thing. He talked that talk. Both, like, that week, Tyler Van Dyke had something to say. Dave Doran had something to say.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler Van Dyke, like, kudos, man, because I couldn't have been me, but
well,
especially when I'm the one that the defense is hitting. Couldn't have been me.
But can we say this, though? And I thought about this yesterday. Is Van Dyke a better option for Miami than De'Aaron King was?
No, stop it.
I mean, think about it, though. They have been, since he's been out for the season, the offense looked a little better, I think, than it has in the past, in my opinion.
Well, that was the first time they've done that for a full game.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Think about how bad they looked on offense against Carolina in the first half.
Mm.
I mean, they had 5 yards for much of the first half total. Like, it was real. And that was with Cameron Harris, the running back.
Okay.
Who is now out for the
year.
Right. I think some of it is the receivers kind of coming into their own. I know they expected big things out of Charleston Rambo. He hadn't really done much until recently. Mike Harley was good. And, you know, they've also got a good young running back in Jalen Knighton. So, like, they're kind of figuring things out offensively, too. So that's part of it. I think De'Aaron King's a really special player. I don't think they have close to the year they had last year without him, frankly.
Okay.
Like, he was their offense. Now, I will say this for Van Dyke. Van Dijk has something that it's one of those, like, y'all know I like analytics, but y'all also know that there's things that go beyond that. And for me, one of those things is your quarterback. I like quarterbacks that have a little bit of moxie.
Not the moxie.
a little bit of moxie. Like you're gonna junk talk an opposing defense with that offensive line.
That's thrown.
And be confident that you're gonna just dissect that defense and then you go do it.
Yeah,
and
show it up like, too. Yeah.
Okay. Respect for that. Guys like that, guys like a Kenny Pickett, you know, for Pitt, who's out there saying, I'm going to go get a cold one. I love guys like that. It's just like, give me something interesting about my quarterbacks, and I'm here for it. And I think there is a little something extra about a guy like Van Dyke. They've got that kind of competitive streak to it. You saw it some with, like, Trevor Lawrence at Clemson. You know, every now and then it would get ignited, this, like, little competitive fire inside them that, like, hey, no, you're not doing this to me. Like, when he got that unsportsmanlike penalty.
Right.
I love that about a quarterback. I think it's a great quality you have, and one that you can't really quantify, but you know it when you see it. Mm.
Is it our fault, though? You know, because Reese mentioned it the other day. We were all following around, following, like paparazzi. We was following DJ around down in Charlotte. We following Sam Hollywood Henderson.
Designer shoes and
Hollywood Howl. You know what I mean? We followed Hollywood Howl around. and here we got Sam and Van Dyke. Van Dyke. We got them sitting in the court tomorrow. Nobody want to ask me no questions?
And we also got your boy Pickett up there, too.
You know what I mean? So, nobody asking them any questions. So I got a feeling they took that into the season like, oh, okay. So none of y'all want to talk to us. All right, well, we're going to show you who's the better.
I mean, I highly doubt Van Dyke was coming to media day anyway, considering he was the third straight quarterback at the start of the year. If he's got beef with anybody, he might be with his own coaching staff. You know, why do you have me third? What's wrong with y'all?
Right.
But, I mean, I will say going into this year, my favorite quarterbacks were – like the ones that I loved watching most were Pickett and Dracovic.
Yeah.
Because both of them have that kind of extra special quality, that little bit of competitive fire that kind of leads them to make plays when they have no business making them. I think you see it a little bit in Brennan Armstrong too this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fun, you know, it's fun. And you've seen it in Sam Howell in the past. I do wonder if this year's breaking his spirit a little bit, but you definitely saw it with Sam his first 2 years at Carolina. It's something that, like, you know it when you see it. Like, Marquise Williams had that for Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitch Trubisky, in my opinion, didn't. That doesn't mean he's not talented, but you kind of know it when you see it, right?
Yeah, right.
That's kind of what I mean. Like, there's just a little something extra there that kind of leads you to make those winning type plays, that little edge, that little fire that just takes you beyond just talent alone. And I love guys like that.
Yeah, I got a theory about the Sam Howell quote unquote decline, but we'll talk about that later.
Wait, somebody say decline.
I was going to say decline.
Right,
like,
right. That's K-Mac. That's K-Mac.
Okay. I hear you.
Right. Underachievement for this year? How about that?
With, like, him personally or the team? Because the team, yeah, I'm with
you. Yeah, but
you don't think he's
excelled? I mean, I don't think he's been perfect. No, sure.
He doesn't play offensive line, K-Mac. Okay.
Well, does that mean he hasn't made mistakes? No, I think he's made mistakes for sure. But I think he's also added improvements to his game that weren't there before. I mean, if you told me he'd be running like this year, I would have told you you were crazy.
So, Brownlow, you know I respect you and everything you do, Reese. You know I respect about you guys.
When people say that, you know it's coming.
Uh-oh.
Listen.
No disrespect, but.
Listen.
No disrespect, but.
You two know as well as I do, he's going to the NFL draft. He's going to be a number one draft pick, and you're behind a crappy offensive line, and the team is going nowhere. Don't get hurt, son.
Honestly, that's part of the reason I would have said you were crazy if you told me he was running like this year.
Right.
So,
that's
part of the reason. But I think it is a genuine wrinkle he's wanted to add to his game. And he's, you know, I'm not even like patronizingly saying he's good at it. Like, he's actually pretty good at it. So, you know, it's been a surprise for me to see it. You know, he still needs to learn to slide. Because that is absolutely something he'll have to do at the next level.
That's true.
He's going to get decapitated on the field if he doesn't learn to slide. Like, that dude, every time he runs at the end, you're just, like, wincing for the inevitable, like, ooh, what's he going to do here? But, yeah, I mean, he hasn't been amazing, obviously. Like, we understand that. But, I mean, if you look at his stats, even if you look at the offensive stats, you'd be surprised how similar they are
from last
in terms of in terms of they're top 10, I think, nationally offensively in yards per play still, which you would not think watching this team. They just still allow too many sacks, and that's a combination of factors. Some of that's on Sam. They've talked about it, and him trying. I think sometimes that thing where he wants to try to make the extra play, that competitive streak in him can work against him. And I think we've seen that at times this year. Him trying to do too much is just not it's not going to work when everybody knows he's the whole offense right now.
So we're talking Brownlow, LB, Rockwell, each and every hump day, same place, same time. My last question. We talked about talked to you for about 10-15 minutes already. But we haven't mentioned Wake Forest. Why is that? It's because we just
the answer.
We try to wait for it, or we just don't respect it. What's going on with that?
I mean, I think it's a combination of things with the Deacs. You are starting to see a little more national attention head in their way. I saw Bruce Feldman wrote a piece about their unique offense, which nobody else really runs, or at least not like them.
Yeah.
With that weird mesh point.
I love the mesh play. The mesh play, it freezes the whole defense. You don't know what the hell they get ready to do.
Yeah, I mean, you see teams, I feel like, take a long time to adjust to that. Carolina allowed them to put up 60 or something.
Yep.
Yep. I mean, they won.
Yeah.
But, that's the thing with Wake, is they're going to allow you to score some points probably, but that you you better score because they're going to score. And I think some of it is the schedule so far. It hasn't been terrible, but it's not amazing. And I think that's also why they're not higher ranked. They're going to have plenty of chances to prove it down the stretch here, so they'll be fine in that regard. But I think that there is this, and we've sort of seen Wake in the past, like we used to see with Duke when Cutcliffe had that program, running at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
Even Duke, sometimes getting into November was just such a tough thing for them because of depth and things like that. And that, I think, has been a bit of an outlying concern for Wake Forest, looking down the road. The schedule gets tougher. Depth becomes more of an issue, especially as injuries mount up. So, I think that's part of it. But, there's also that it's Wake. I mean, let's be real. We're talking about Kenny Pickett as a Heisman candidate.
Yeah.
Why aren't we mentioning Sam Hartman?
That's my point.
The stats are pretty similar.
That's my point right there. Yeah, that's my point right there. Yep.
Outstanding. Okay. All right, Brownlow, we're going to have to let you get out of here. I mean, man, trust me, we got a lot to talk about. I want to see where we end up with this NC State football season.
Okay.
Like, for real, I want to see where it actually does end up. I'm nervous that they're going to blow it.
We'll see.
We're going to find out.
All right, LB.
All right, Brownlow, we'll talk to you on the other side.
All right, and bye to MCZ, who don't think I'm saying anything controversial, is probably one of the more underrated people that has worked at our station in a while. So best to him and his future endeavors.
Thanks.
Thanks, LB. Much respect to you and everything that you do as well.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
But that's a good point, though.
Yeah.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Well, right about now, we got somebody calling in. They want to support the Reese and
see,
everything that he does.
There you go, 10 love.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, it is what it is. Ooh.
Oh, this is a bad jam right here, boy.
I'm not even going to let him come on. I'm going to let the music play for a minute. Because my goodness, how did you pick this one?
I'll tell you.
Man. We got Mike and Carrie calling in. God, boy, that's
I know.
Good.
I know. Do we have to bring him on?
Oh, that's a good one.
Let's
right
hear one word of it.
Sunlight. You're the biggest part of me.
What say, Michael?
Listen, you gotta keep me realizing.
You're the biggest part of me.
Baby.
Do to you. Do for you. What?
For you, not to you.
For you, not to you.
Oh.
Man, you can't get any better than that right there. I'm telling you, Mac.
That's a good one.
Quincy Jones called it the greatest pop song ever.
Well, he's right.
Ever assembled. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy Zion Williams to do backup vocals because it's the greatest pop song ever assembled.
You said Zion Williams.
That's right.
Okay.
Say,
all right.
Say what you want.
Just keep it up on Laura Brownlow's theme of the underrated Cheesy.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's the biggest part of this show.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'll take that.
I'll take that, yeah.
And when he's gone, he's going to keep us realizing. By the way, Reese.
Yes, sir.
To get Bomani, you got to go through Shannon.
Okay. Yeah, I know Shannon.
You know what I'm saying? He's yeah. got, he got sources. He got sources.
This dude. Okay, Michael, thanks for the advice. I'll take that under advisement. Thank you.
Michael, you'll make a great agent.
Yes, right.
I was just going to say, if you need anyone for Rashidi's God in the lineup, yes, you know, I'm free occasionally.
He said I'm free occasionally.
Occasionally, okay. We'll keep that in mind.
Listen, I just, you know, by the way, that song that's playing before, what's his name? Chucky Brown?
Yeah, Chuck Brown. Chuck Brown.
You know, I can just imagine. K-Mac back in Mississippi Valley Delta State.
Watch,
back
what?
In the fraternity house.
Watch
playing the trombone to that part.
I'm going to need you to get off to Mississippi Valley Delta State. I'm going to need you to get off of that. If anywhere it would have been at D.I. Love.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Jackson State University.
I mean, you was in Jackson. You were up in Enid Bean, wherever that place is.
Hell no.
Up in the Death Valley.
Hell no. And Michael Delta. Moses.
Don't forget your roots, K-Mac. Mississippi Valley Delta State. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay?
You're right. It just ain't for me. That's it's all
you
good.
And Jerry Rice hanging out. Anyway, listen. You know, I'm disappointed this show has let conferences come in under your watch. Syracuse, Boston College, things like that. Boeheim, Badmouth and Greensboro Restaurant. But you see what he's been doing? He's been laying the groundwork all along to move the headquarters out of Greensboro. Mm. See how the Yankees work? They come in here. Oh, we love it down here in the South. We love it down here in the South, and then they just want to change everything when they get here. Isn't that something?
That's what they do, don't they?
That's how y'all do.
That's how y'all do, Michael.
That's how they do. What they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they do, Reed. They smile in your face. All the time.
Backstabbers.
They want to move out of our place.
Exactly, man.
Kerry ain't been the same since you showed up.
I read the criteria of what a city must have in order for the HC move its headquarters. You see that? The criteria?
Yes.
And as I read that, I just couldn't stop helping. But think, Kerry, North Carolina.
Well, I mean, we do have the soccer team.
There's an elitist air about Kerry.
This is true.
We got all the quality restaurants you can find.
You do?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Welcome, loving people who embrace you as we try to escort you to the Garner City Limits.
He said it's Garner City Limits. You're talking about the backside of Kerry.
Exactly.
That house will just keep on going. Like you changed my Rambo. Right. Sing it, Reed. Sing it.
That's a bad song. I'm telling you. That song will make you feel good. That song makes you feel good, Matt.
That's a top five Desert Island song. It is.
Yeah.
Right? Five songs. It's got that rock with you, and you can fill out the rest. But those two right there.
This right here, though?
Yeah.
This is the one right here.
Come on.
Yeah.
K-Mac, is this something on which you could accuse me of supporting both you and Reese?
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good one, Michael. You know thank you. Fair and balanced. Fair and balanced, Michael.
We have found the
common ground.
The common ground.
That's what it is right there.
We have discovered
it. Listen, they can't do anything to get together in D.C., but right here in Raleigh, North Carolina, we can find something that binds us.
The ties that bind.
That's right.
Hey, Michael.
I just can't believe it, man. This is his last week. I just can't believe it.
I know, right?
I know it's tough.
I'm hoping somehow ACC moves to Kerry. They can offer him a gig.
You know? Bring him back home.
He'll be back.
ACC Network or something. Yeah, all right, definitely. Y'all. Well, listen, we'll see you. And don't let him move out of Greensboro. Stop it. Stop moving.
All right, Mike. Take care.
All right, guys. We'll see y'all.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm afraid of the most, though?
Mm-hmm.
MC's going to go to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, chocolate is acquired taste.
He can come back here. He going to hey.
Oh, he ain't come back.
He going to come back.
Put Reese on the phone.
wake up, Reese. AK Mac. I ain't never coming to Raleigh. Sunshine. Like, they got sunshine up there, too.
Like, what'd you have? That mumbo sauce.
That mumbo sauce. And that,
you know. Yeah, I had the mumbo sauce off right, for real.
Yeah.
We got Chicago online. I can't wait to see what he wants to talk about. How you doing, Chicago? What's going on this morning, my man? You good?
You know, since my main man, Mike and Cat, was throwing some songs, I want to dedicate this one to my main man, MC.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
Nice. Very nice.
One of the greatest R&B groups of all time because the lead singer is undoubtedly the greatest entertainer to ever walk the face of this earth. And, you know, I was thinking, great things come in five. So, and you know about the Fab Five. Here's my Fab Five. How about D.L. Reese? Come on.
What'd it do?
Can I say it one more time?
Yes.
D.L. Reese.
What'd it do?
The Mac Man. MC's Behind the Glass make three. Mike and Karen, you got to finish it up. You got to have a big man up in there. Let's throw the shake up in there. Who is the shake? It's yours.
Shakai, the shake. Yes. So shake, shake.
The hottie sauce.
Come on, somebody.
The shake.
Come on, somebody.
The shake. You got to be happy because your Knicks are playing good basketball, man.
Yeah, they beat the Sixers last night.
Sure they, they blew it.
Be respectful, K-Mac.
They blew it.
Show up, Ben Simmons. I mean, you get paid. Lovely, I might add, to play basketball. I was talking to one of my friends, Reese and K-Mac, MCZ. We're both over the age of half of 100, let's put it that way. But I tell you, Reese, I tell you, K-Mac, I tell you, MCZ, I'll go out there with my 50-plus-year-old self in the shape I'm in, and I'll give it my all. Have the oxygen close, have the refrigerator nearby, but I'll suit up, tie up my shoes. Look, I'll go out there with flip-flops on, if I can get this one a bit. You're not mentally ready to play the game. That's like MC said, I'm not mentally ready to be on the spot. So I was like Earl Reese and came back there. No, you know what? I can't do the sports shop today. I'm not mentally ready. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious? But now, listen. Go ahead, K-Mac. Go ahead, Reese.
No, I think somebody saying, I'm not sure they're doctors or whatever. They're saying that he's just using that as an excuse or whatever.
Man, oh man, what is the D.R. Reese ever say? You know what? I'm not mentally ready to tighten up the chin strap.
No, you gotta go, baby.
Never say it. Never say it.
That's like MC can tell the ladies, you know what, baby? I ain't mentally ready to get busy. Come on, somebody.
Well.
Anyway, drink some water.
Drink some water.
I have a headache.
All of it. Listen, why let you guys go?
Okay.
There are a lot of Popeyes up there in D.C. Get ready for that tangy sauce. And I can tell you what it tastes like. Come on, somebody.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye, you guys.
Goodbye,
Chicago. Bye, Shake Shake.
I'll talk to you the next couple of days.
Right, Shake Shake. We'll see you, man.
Bye.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
And we've been going back, reminiscing, talking, you know, thinking about times that we was with my main man, MCZ.
Yes, sir.
So we had this epic rap battle that took place.
Oh, that's went right. Down. That's right.
It was epic.
Epic.
It was great.
Yep.
MCZ, as always, represented the Sports Shop well.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So.
We're going to relive that season? What are we going to do?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're going to take you guys all the way back to May 16th, 2016. And I think we just started out as the morning show. We were from Saturday morning to weekday mornings, drive time. And you guys said, hey, let's do a rap battle. And eventually it was going to be, everybody thought it was going to be just between two gentlemen that we're about to bring on right now. One, of course, is a really great friend of the program. He's now involved in education nonprofit, and he's calling in from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Green Bay?
This morning, good yes. Dollars.
Green
We're
Bay.
Talking about John McCann. Hey, John, how you doing, John?
Green Bay.
My guys, what's going on?
Man, hey, John.
John, you in Green Bay? It's cold as all the way up there, man. What you doing in Green Bay?
Well, you know, out here politicking with Aaron Rodgers a little bit. Trying to see if he'll come play for Matt Rule. And look, I actually bumped into him in the restroom at the airport. Guess what he told me?
What he told you?
Relax.
Nice.
But then he started talking to me like he was talking to them fans, talking about he owned me. I was like, hold on, Aaron.
Whoa.
Yeah. I had a little run in with Aaron myself a couple years ago, you know, but we squashed that though. We good now.
I got you.
And
No, and, just out here for work, man. Trying to do a little work for waterford.org, man. So, but I had to get on here even though it was Central Time. I adjusted my calendar so I could
appreciate that, man.
Last time,
appreciate you, bro. Thank appreciate you.
Appreciate that very much. And the other half of the equation joining us that was part of that epic rap battle in May of 2016 just so happens to be an NC State basketball legend and an NBA champion. Of course, we're talking about the one and only Chucky Brown. Good morning, Chucky.
Chucky.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
What's up?
You said NBA champion. Hey. Now you won't bring Chucky.
Hey, I'm not going to get ambushed again. I'm ready this time. John ain't tell you he up in Green Bay because he running from me. How you do? It ain't working?
Okay.
It ain't working?
And really, we both got ambushed last time because neither one of us was pulling the shoes, and look, he from Detroit with Eminem and all them jokers, man.
Well, you don't have to worry about anything new. We're just going to relive that epic day. Starting, this was your first rap, John. We're going to start with John.
Okay.
Listen to this.
I know you're going to dig this.
No more parties in L.A. Staples Center, Kobe dropped 60 his last day. Oh. We never saw a cat lead a game the same way. Bottom line, Bean Bryant, the brother can straight play. But there's another brother that I want you to know. Chucky Brown locked it down, but he can't check my flow. When it comes to doing work in this hip-hop sport, time out, Chuck B, brother, stay off my court.
That's strong, though.
Wow.
You know what? You may dig. You may have gotten cheated.
I forgot about that, John. You put it down, man.
Come on. Let's see what Chucky has.
And then, of course, it was Chucky Brown's turn, and he followed up with this.
All right, I just want to say, be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. I'm going to just say it like that. All right, let's check it. Now, when I step in the room, I command respect. I check my car effect on my ride to see if it's wrecked. I pay attention to my kids so there's no child neglect. I love the Wu-Tang kids, so protect your neck. You wanted this battle before you could really think. So gave me the scoop on how you get your ink. Jack Black on the rocks with my dad's favorite drink. Now I gotta hit you with everything and the kitchen sink. I love it out west, but I was born in the east. And as you can see, I'm a lyrical beast. I like long sleeves or even a fleece. So pay attention, kid, while I rise like yeast. I keep my rhymes simple so you can follow easy. Always a good guy, never considered sleazy. I use new now. Man, that stuff was greasy. Bald right now, but the lady still want to squeeze me.
Look at Chucky.
Now, last verse. This battle was fun, and I'm in it to win it. I had a small time frame, had to stay within it. I'm the best out here, no matter how you spin it. And if you ask anybody, they'll say I was super in a minute. Bald.
Bars. Wow.
Look at Chucky.
I forgot about it. That was 5 years ago?
Yeah, 2016.
I forgot about that, man. That was hot.
And so on the record, then, you know, I know Swizz Beatz doing all that verses. This was a Sports Shop verse.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Come on now.
We were the first.
So
number one.
But let's show you why you lost, though.
Yeah, that's why you lost.
So
now you
so,
see how they do Chuck Beatz.
Hey, we got ambush.
So, yeah, Chucky Brown and John McCann thought that the rap battle was just going to be between the two of them, but little did you know that yours truly was waiting in the wings.
Putting it down.
Yo. Okay, I think I've heard about enough. Now it's time for me to grab the mic and really rip it up. Hey, yo, McCann, now you think you're an MC? Man, stay in your lane. I'd rather hear Carl Lewis sing. No one's impressed with the rhymes you spit. Even Coach Roy thinks.
Oh, that's a bunch of horses.
Man, check yourself, John. You're not Ice Cube. You're Cat Williams getting his ass kicked on YouTube. You'll get exposed faster than Swaggy P or Tunstall smoking down in Mississippi. Now, Chucky's won a title. Yeah, he has dibs, but he's had more teams than Cromartie has kids. Hey, Chucky, don't tell me that I must learn. I spit straight fire, so feel the burn.
Oh.
I'll keep it fair and balanced. I stump like Trump. I'll build a huge wall around both of you, Chuck. You think you'll beat me? Better get your mind right. I'm an all-pro. You're just playing with your butts tight. You don't want to get smacked down by this rap god. You're going to need Bible study and a massage. My flow was infectious. Just call me Zika.
Zika.
I'm a flesh-craving zombie coming out to eat you. I'm not Barkley talking on TV. I'll straight up take you out. I am TNT. Well, that was it for the win. Time to spike it like Gronk. Hey, what more can I say? M. Shelton, out.
There it is.
There it is. There, right,
see?
Sliced us all the way up, Chuck B.
Hey, that was an ambush, man. We wasn't expecting it.
That was the point.
The old Bill Belichick
calling to play
the line of scrimmage, man.
You know what's so funny about that entire thing? How that was all like in space and time.
Yeah, 2016.
Think about this, though. We thought Zika was bad.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I know. We didn't know COVID was coming.
COVID.
I know.
COVID came around.
Yeah.
It's all right. Good stuff, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but we just wanted to bring Chucky and John on to relive that day, because when I look back on my memories on the Sports Shop, that definitely stands out. So I just want to thank the both of you guys for that, and just thank you for all your support.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was fun.
Well, thank you, man. I needed that laugh. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having us on. It was a blast, man, doing it. And congratulations and good luck, man.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate that very much.
All right, guys. I appreciate it, man. Didn't realize it was 2016, long time ago.
Yeah, I know. Hey, guys, take care, man.
All right, be good, man. Enjoy. Hey, Chucky, you going to watch some basketball this year? You going to watch some basketball this year?
Yeah, we watching.
Okay, all right. I just making sure, you know, they be playing championship basketball. I want to make sure you watching it.
You asked me a question. I'm going to ask you a question. Did your football team get a name yet?
Ow!
Oh!
Ow, it's like that now.
There it is right there.
Okay, all right. I'm going to leave you alone, Chucky. Bye.
Bye. Bye, John. Right, bye, Chucky.
All right, y'all be good.
Take care, man. John McCann, Chucky Brown. It's good stuff.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.